In the 10th chapter of John's Gospel, Jesus said, "I lay down my life that I may take it up again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down of my own accord. I have authority to lay it down, and I have authority to take it up again." Jesus of Nazareth proved that he is the one true God, Yahweh, the I Am. He did this by the miracle of raising himself up on the third day, just as he said he would. Earlier in the second chapter of John, Jesus is standing in the temple in Jerusalem as he says these words. He said, "Destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it up." The Jews then said, "It's taken 46 years to build this temple, and you'll raise it up in 3 days?" But he was speaking about the temple of his body. When therefore he was raised from the dead, his disciples remembered that he'd said this, and they believed the scripture and the word that Jesus had spoken. This is the resurrection. This is the greatest event in world history. This is what we're celebrating today, Resurrection Sunday. Jesus has accomplished so many miracles, absolute world-changing works. The greatest was he laid his life down for his sheep. Returning to John chapter 10, Jesus said, "I am the good shepherd. I know my own, and my own know me, and I lay down my life for the sheep." We're told in 1 Corinthians 15, a repeat of what we've heard, Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures. He was buried. He was raised on the third day according to the scriptures. 3 days prior to raising himself up, he laid his life down for his elect. Christ took on himself the sins of his chosen ones and paid the penalty of our transgressions fully. On the cross, Jesus said, "It is finished," because he had paid our debt in full. And not only laying down his life for us and raising himself up from the dead, Jesus also clothes us in his perfect life. We're no longer seen by God as sinners, not even as forgiven sinners, but as righteous, perfectly righteous, perfection. We are just as Christ is, perfectly righteous, because we are covered in his perfection. What's more, as we heard, Christ sent his Holy Spirit to indwell us, to help us, and by Scripture conform us into Christ's image. All of this was accomplished by the triune God. The Father sends the Son. The Son, Jesus, sends the Holy Spirit. Today we focus on the resurrection of the Son. He's God, God who took on human flesh to display his sovereignty, his mercy, his grace, his forgiveness, and his love. And as God, he is master of all. Jesus Christ is the King of kings and the Lord of lords. He is the ruler of our lives. If you've committed your life to these truths, you're free to join with us in our practice of communion. As it says in 1 Corinthians 11, the Lord Jesus, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way also, he took the cup after supper, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for sending the Son, Jesus Christ, God in human flesh, not only dying for our sins, but proving who he is by rising from the dead. We are so richly blessed by you, God. May we always have our minds focused on pleasing you, doing your will, being sanctified, working with the Holy Spirit, diving deeply into Scripture, that we may be more like Christ, our Master, our Savior, the risen one. And it's in his name we pray. Amen.